Maybe we can go find George Bush and tell him to off today. Hey, for those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. FEMA Director Michael Brown tenders his resignation. Mathematicians at MIT are still trying to calculate just how incompetent someone has to be in order to be forced out of the Bush administration. Brown is going to take some time off to relax, ride horses, and avoid thinking about all the people he's killed. Terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi called Hurricane Katrina an answer to Muslims' prayers. Christian fundamentalists immediately disagreed, saying Katrina was God's vengeance against Louisiana voodoo and abortion clinics, and that al-Zarqawi really needs to get his wrath of God straight. Wow, two oofs. That's two oofs from Riley.
And nothing from your father.
That's all right. He's thinking about himself. Sony gives a... He's like, I wonder how I just sounded. I sound stupid. Am I all right? All right. Sony gives a $3.6 million record deal to a 12-year-old boy. This is the most a preteen has made in the music industry since an unidentified boy got $15 million from Michael Jackson. Except he was being paid not to sing. Phrase of the day, just working into conversation. As of right now, no one is in charge of FEMA, and you'll notice everything feels pretty much the same. Wake up, sheeple. This was the first big test of Homeland Security, and they're gonna have to take an incomplete, my friends. Wow. That took a lot to get out.